Well, now that we've dried off a bit, the weekend is looking beautiful for the 46th Orillia Scottish Festival. Festivities kick off with a Cayley Friday night at the Royal Canadian Legion, followed by events all day at Couchiching Beach Park, and a final Cayley back at the Legion on Sunday afternoon. Admission to the festivities at the park is free, but purchase of a festival button for $3 is encouraged. For admission to the Sunday Cayley, just show your festival button. Friday's Cayley is a ticketed event. It's going to be a lovely weekend of all things Scottish: food, music, entertainment, dancing, you name it. For the full schedule and to buy tickets for Friday, click here. This is the last week to see the Orillia Opera House production of Norm Foster's The Long Weekend, so grab your tickets if you haven't already. Next Wednesday is opening night of the next play in the summer theatre series, Every Brilliant Thing, by Duncan Macmillan, directed by Fiona Sauter. This show is a departure from the mostly Norm Foster shows the Opera House has been doing in the summer the past few years, and I am excited to go check it out. Here's the synopsis. In order to help relieve his mother's despair, a young boy creates a list of everything that brings joy to their lives. The list grows with every passing year. Reflecting on a life of highs and lows, the audience goes on a wonderful journey that focuses on finding joy in everyday moments and appreciating the simple pleasures around us. Often hilarious and always uplifting, Every Brilliant Thing is a rare treat, a comedy about depression and loss that will captivate your imagination. This sounds like it is going to have all the feels, and some laughs thrown in, a good mix for summer theater. I will let you know how it is next week. You can get tickets for all the summer theater shows at orilliaoperahouse.ca. Don't forget about Music in the Park, this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. at the Rotary Aqua Theater. This week, the Barry Concert Band is featured. It's always a lovely setting, with great music. Bring some loonies for a donation, and a chair to sit on. Wednesdays at noon throughout the summer, St. James's Anglican Church hosts summer recitals. Admission is by free will offering. Cold drinks are provided. Bring your lunch and come enjoy. July 24th, enjoy Ron Greidenis, renowned pianist and conductor of the Georgetown Bach Chorale. July 31st, our own Marshall Martin, organist at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, will entertain us on the organ. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. until August 20th, enjoy Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, courtesy of Duck Soup Productions, at the Orillia Opera House. This is when the older Duck Soupers get into the fun, and it's a great show for the whole family. Get tickets at orilliaoperahouse.ca. This weekend, there are a couple of great events just outside of Orillia you might want to check out. The Muskoka Arts and Crafts Summer Show at Annie Williams Park in Bracebridge features more than 180 juried artisans, many from our neck of the woods, including Hipchick Designs, and Xavier Fernandez's wood-turned bowls and other items. It's the 62nd annual show, so they must know what they are doing. The park is lovely, the weather is supposed to be perfect, and it's an amazing show full of incredible handmade items. Come do all your birthday and Christmas shopping for the year. There is an app available for download when you buy your reasonably priced admission ticket here. A little further afield, Huntsville presents Nuit Blanche North from early evening Saturday to early morning Sunday. Here's the scoop. Nuit Blanche North is a bold interactive multi-art street festival taking place in downtown Huntsville. For one night only from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., the streets of downtown Huntsville will come alive with an exciting program of contemporary artistic activities, events and exhibits taking place in unconventional places in and around the downtown core. My Son the Hurricane, a multi-horn, multi-drummer, multi-singer brass funk beast from Niagara, returns to play the band shell in River Mill Park. Other music acts include Shout, the band, Canada's biggest and most diverse party brass band, Dr. Draw and the Rider Raiders. There will be lots of buskers as well, including Isabella Hoops, Tex Rexman, the circus drummer, Junkyard Symphony and Silver Elvis. You can also check out thrilling aerial performances by Hercynia Arts and Ascension Aerials. Plus, free interactive activities by incredible artists throughout the evening. Doesn't that sound like a lot of fun? More information here. Live music. Even Steven is playing Friday and James Gray is performing Saturday at Couchiching Craft Brewing Company next weekend, The Aurelia Museum of Art and History has receptions. There is a Hawaiian fundraiser for Greenhaven Shelter for Women. Wendell Ferguson will be at Colson Concerts, and lots more. Get out there this weekend and support local events, artisans, and volunteers. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.